Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelou talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. And the time has finally arrived, Wednesday, November 18th, there at home against Colorado Christian, and then this Saturday against the University of Mary, part of a twin bill that's going to take place at Alturowitz Gym along with the women's teams. And boy, you know, I know that you've had the exhibition game against Eastern Washington, but your home opener, always an exciting time for a ball club.
Well, I think so. I know our guys are, we've had 24 practices now, counting the shoot around before Eastern and the game with Eastern, so... And we've had a couple scrimmages in there, so I think they are excited. I'm excited to see how we are going to respond. I know we're going to play a really, really good basketball team. We're not going to come out and play somebody really soft early and, you know, get our confidence and all that kind of stuff. We're going to go jump right into the fire against the team that won 21 games last year and has a veteran crew, just about everybody back. So, you know, I'm excited for our kids. We're going to put them in, some situations. We've been working to training them to get to the point where they understand how to get ready for a scouting report. And that in itself is a whole new, you know, it's got a whole different dichotomy of how you play basketball.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. And we talked about this, I know, some last year. And I know there's a little bit different philosophies about it. But when you take a look at tape and you take a look at a team, how much of it is actually preparing for that team and how much of it is just improving upon what you do well? I know there's probably a mix between both.
Well, I think you have to do both. I think you constantly are doing both. At the beginning of every one of our practices for 30 minutes, we shoot and we do individual player development. And then we do parts of defense, you know, not as much part now as we do whole as we're getting ready to play. But we'll do some 3-on-3 and 4-on-4 type things. But you do have to, you know, you do have to put your game plan in place. You don't have as much time. I mean, when we play the game on Wednesday night, we'll basically have Thursday, Friday to get ready for Mary. We turn right back around and we have to travel for all the way to Peking, China to go play, you know, Augustana on a Tuesday. So at that during that time of the year, you kind of, you know, mix a little bit. When you have some days off or, you know, some gap in between, you dive back in on getting yourself better prepared to be a better basketball team. But right now we're in preparation mode. So we're tweaking offenses and tweaking our defenses to make sure that we're ready to play.
Let me ask you about the team shape right now. And the reason I ask is I had an interesting conversation with the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team earlier this year, Dan McNally. And he basically told me, at least at the soccer level, he said that no matter how hard you work during the preseason, you know, no matter how much preparation they put into it before they even come to practice, he figures it takes a good 6 games before they're actually in game shape, you know, that they actually have to get those games under. Is that kind of the same way in basketball or in terms of conditioning, certainly from a physical nature, probably from injury standpoint, I assume you're pretty healthy right now. Is this team in the condition that you expect them to be, or will they actually improve as the year goes on? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think we'll get in better game condition. There's no question about that. But, I mean, we've been going close to 3 hours a day. I mean, and you saw a practice today, and today was a light practice. And they were up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And so I wouldn't be able to tell you about soccer. I do know that when they start their practices, they got a couple weeks and they jump into the frying pan. Whereas we, right after Labor Day, we were doing individual workouts and conditioning. And, you know, it's been on for quite a while. So if you're not in, you know, if you're not in good enough shape to go for, you know, 6, 7, 8 minutes right now, shame on you. You know, and I do think we play harder, you know, and more with more exertion, and we have more depth, so we'll utilize that. So, as far as our tightness is concerned with what we do offensively, that's probably my biggest concern right now with this group. We're too loose. We don't understand the details and the little things that I think last year's team is ahead of this year's team as far as that is concerned, because they had no other choice but to be really, really tight. This group has some people that can go make some plays, and so there's a little bit more slippage.
All right, we're going to talk about some of that on the second part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Ada Blue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head men's basketball coach here at Montana State Billings. I did have a chance to watch a lot of your practice, and boy, very impressed. One thing that you've already talked about, and certainly I thought it was evident even just watching you practice, I can't wait to see you in a game-type situation, but it does appear that this team has taken a step up, at least in talent level.
Well, I think we're more athletic. I think we're quicker. We've really seen some growth in the weight room. I think we have five guys that squat over, 400 pounds. One guy almost squats five. Every guy in our program has increased since we started school, for example, in their bench by close to 30 pounds. We've got some, 260, 250, 270 type bench press guys running around. So I know we're stronger, we're thicker. Our verticals, I think for the most part, our team average is above 30, which, with no step, that's pretty impressive. So I know athletically, and scientifically, athletically, we're better. How we shoot the ball, if we'll find that out. I think we shoot it okay. And the returning players, they have a lot better idea of what we're supposed to do. Way better idea of what we're supposed to do. They need to be mentors for us early in this season. They need to be the guys who can come out and set the tone, Derek and Hodge and those kind of guys.
You talk about Derek Wright. I took a look at him. Boy, does he look sharp. I mean, he just looks like he's lost about 20 or 30 pounds. I was actually talking to Derek before coming in here with you, and I said, how'd you do it? And I was a little disappointed. I was hoping he found some miracle cure about sitting on the couch watching TV. But no, the man actually had to work to do it. But Derek Wright, boy, you take a look at him. He looks like he's in game shape.
Well, he was like 246 last year, and right now he's between 230 and 228, something like that. His body fat's way down. He's stronger. He's got a little more endurance. I mean, last year, he played two or three, four possessions, and he was looking to come out of the game. And yeah, he is. It's a senior year. He understands what's at stake. He does so many things for us offensively it's really important. I mean, the Eastern Washington game, he got in foul trouble. That hurt us. He only played 20 minutes and he fouled out. We can't have that. Because he's pretty clever out there. It doesn't take him very long to pick up what we're doing.
Defensively, you had a very good game against Eastern Washington. We talked about that at the last coach's show. Is it something from a coach's standpoint when you take a look at this defense, and obviously you're very quick, you've already mentioned the fact you're very, very strong physically, is that something you think that can probably maybe win you some games, certainly keep you in some games until that offense gets a little bit tighter?
Well, we would like to get up and down the floor, and you can't get up and down the floor if you're taking the ball out of the net. And so you have to get stops and turnovers. I looked at the box score from the Portland game, who's picked to finish second in the West Coast Conference behind Gonzaga, and it's a 4-point game. Eastern loses by four, but Valentine has 20-some points. And in our game, Valentine had 3 points, and he was 1 for 5 or 6 from the floor with 6 turnovers. We forced them into, I think, 21 turnovers for the game. So, I think the most they've had since that time is 13. Now, they've gotten better. I'm sure they got back to the maple just like we all do, and they had to come to Jesus about that. But, I'd like to think that I'd like to think that our defense is going to be a staple. If it goes away, it's just because we're not focused and we're not playing hard.
Offensively, you talked about, just getting a little bit tighter. What are some of those things that you've really been shoring up on? I watched a lot tonight, a lot of drills. It seemed like the ball movement was pretty good for the most part. What are some of those things right now that you really think you need to kind of step up to that next level?
Well, it's a timing issue. You know what I mean? It's a little bit of a read. It's a little bit of a timing issue. It's, we're just starting to get past the point where we play without having to think about where we're going. And that's going to be huge for this team, because when this team can just play And when it breaks down, we can get right back to it. That's the difference. With younger teams or teams that aren't tight in what they do, the minute they have a breakdown, they jump off the reservation and they're off someplace else and we don't know what's going on. And now in the Eastern Washington game, they played us really, really hard. They were really up. They were up in our diggers. They were pushing us around, and we're pushing them around and back and forth. So we did deviate some, but I thought we fought better than I really thought we were going to. Now we play Colorado Christian, just a total difference. They'll contest leads to a point, but they're going to be very packed in. They're going to be they're going to run the Bennett pack man to man. They're going to be circling around that key, so you're going to have to hit some jump shots. And they got big 6'11 presence. And so now offensively, we can't just run around on the arc. We've got to attack them. But they're going to be really hard to play.
We'll talk about Colorado Christian a little bit more coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer. Interestingly enough, Colorado Christian playing Montana State University the night before they play you. From a coach's standpoint, do you consider that a good thing, or is it just something that really just doesn't come into play in your opinion? Because this early in the year, I would imagine that Colorado Christian's probably more than able to play back-to-back nights.
Well, I'm sure they're going to be able to play back-to-back nights. Like I said before, they gave Weber State everything they wanted to give, and I know that they're going to be a formidable opponent for Montana State tonight. It's probably good for us, the fact that they're going to play. And then come to us, like right now, all we can think about is one thing. 24 hours before the game, all we're thinking about is one thing. Now, when they get done, they're going to have about 20 hours to think about one thing. But you got to put the game away and, blah, blah, blah. But it is the preseason, and that's why you play crammed in games, because that can be what tournament time looks like. So, yet on the other hand, they're going to go play a really hard-nosed Montana State team that's going to get right after them. And so there's going to be no shockwave, coming in here to us, because, Coach Hughes does a tremendous job of coaching his team, and they're going to be really well prepared. So that's going to give them another game of experience together. So anyway, I guess I don't worry about that. I worry about what we're trying to do, just like you kind of alluded to, what our expectations are. What our goals are, what our objectives are, and then making sure our young guys are trying to get that done.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting time for you, too, with Colorado Christian, and I know that that's the only game you're thinking about right now, but then coming back the weekend against University of Mary, that's always nice to see early in the year, regardless of what happens, whether you come up with a win, how the team reacts to that, whether you come up maybe off a tough loss, how the team reacts to that. So these are kind of those telling moments, I suspect, early in the season in terms of that whole maturation process for a team.
Well, people don't have big-time success or win championships or any of that unless, A, they know how to overcome adversity, and they know how to deal with distractions. And so winning can be a distraction, losing can be a distraction, injuries are a distraction, having a bad moment in your personal life are distractions. And so then as a group, you have to stay focused on the big picture. We'll talk to our kids tomorrow during shoot around, and we'll give them a speech we've given them, given forever, but everybody else has too, about, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. How you approach every game as if it's the most important thing is going to be good when you actually go play the games with some huge significance. You're not playing wacky. We don't want to be that kind of team. We want to be a team that every day you push the cash register for a $5 bill, I reach in, I get a $5 bill. I don't want a 10 one time and a quarter the next time. So easier said than done. Nice to talk about on the radio, but getting people to buy into that's going to be really important for our overall success.
Treat me just like I'm a fan, and I am, but treat me just like some guy out on the street that's thinking, you know what, I'm thinking maybe I'm going to go to the Montana State Billings game tomorrow. When a fan comes into the Alterowitz gym tomorrow to see your men's team play following the women's game, talk about some of those new players that they should kind of be focusing on, and obviously some of that is just going to play itself out when you get out on the court, but what are some of the things we ought to be looking at with some of those new players coming in, because you got some special ones?
Well, I think in the backcourt, you're probably going to starts at the point guard spot with, you know, Neville Jackson. I thought he was just average, to be honest with you, in the Eastern Washington game. I think we expect him to be special, and he needs to be special a lot, and he can be. You know, Lasha, the transfer from Hawaii at the two-guard spot, I thought in the Eastern Washington game, for example, he stroked the ball, and then he got in foul trouble. He had to sit, and I don't think he was the same player after that. There we go with those distractions. And so, but I'd like to think, you know, he's big, strong, you know, 6'2", 200-and-some-pound two-guard. McQuarrie, I think you're going to find that he's really, really – the first thing you'll notice is he'll all of a sudden jump up and pound one down on somebody. He can really, really jump. He's big-time bouncy. But he shoots the three. He's been for us just a really mature guy in our program and a real stabilizing factor. But, you know, he fits the mold for three men. I mean, he's 6'7", benches 260, looks wiry, strong. He's always trying to flex his muscles. But, you know, he says, when are we going to get some weight gain or something like that to take? DeAndre Chambers, I think he comes off the bench and gives us a great defensive stopper. He's athletic. He's long. He did a lot of work on Valentine for us in the Eastern Washington game. He can play the one and the two and the three. You know, on the front line, Andrew Hickman, the freshman, 6'7", 260 pounds, squats just a 5 pounds less than 500. He's country strong, but he is a freshman. So, you know, those are the guys that jump out at me right now. There's, you know, Tanaskew, he's been playing well for us. We've got a lot of different guys who've come in and played some, you know, quality minutes for us in our exhibitions and in our practices. And so it's nice to be able to reach down to the bench and grab different guys and put them in the game and know that you're not going to get a big drop off.
Well, certainly looking forward to it. Montana State Billings men's basketball set to take on Colorado Christian at 7:30 Wednesday, November 18th, and then 7 o'clock on Saturday as they take on the University of Mary. Well, looking forward to it, Coach Pfeiffer. Best of luck to you this week.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with George Pfeiffer and Canada Blue. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.